Welcome to the Rethink Sales Podcast. I'm Mark Dinolo, CEO of Sales Globe, and we're talking about an exciting new topic as we start the new year, which is transformation delusion. Why do we expect big results when we repeat the same old patterns? And how do we change that in our lives and our businesses? And so I think it's appropriate to start out saying Happy New Year to everybody, because what happens in the new year? I mean, after you get past New Year's Eve, you start thinking about this thing called resolutions. And about half of us actually have resolutions. And the great thing is at the beginning, we're all pretty confident we're going to hit those resolutions. About 80% of us think we're going to get to our resolutions and we're committed to them. But only 30 days out, which is about where we are right now, only about 25% of us are still committed and still engage with our resolutions. And in the end, only about 10% of us will actually get there. I guess it's better than nothing, but that's not too good of a record. So you're like, what does this have to do with my business? Well, maybe it has something to do with your business, because businesses are run by people. And if you look at what happens with the business as we get into a new year or a new quarter or a new turn of the leaf, what we hear is happy new competition, or happy new technology, or happy new customer expectations, or happy new efficiency opportunities, or happy new growth opportunities. There's a big reason for change in a company. And a funny thing happens here. The same pattern follows that does with people. So only about 20% of corporate changes actually get to the anticipated results. So the question is, why do we expect these results, but then we do the same things over and over, repeat the same old patterns? And how do we change that? So as we're getting into making a change with the business, everybody seems to be on board. We got the big message. You hear all sorts of exciting news and all these things are going to change. But behind the scenes, we get different messages from people like, I've seen this movie before. I know how it ends, right? Or maybe this doesn't fit with my time frame. I'm going to be retired by the time we get anywhere on this thing. Or maybe we can just wait it out. I've heard this, you know, this one before. It's like, this too will pass, and people will just kind of not do anything. And of course, you got a lot of people that are committed to making these changes. So this brings up a question: how do we change these patterns? Well, the key, first of all, is understanding what the patterns are. And we found these patterns fall into three major areas. The first one is problem. Misdiagnosis of the problem. So not understanding what the true problem is we're trying to solve. Or thinking within our frame. So we've got a limited thinking process and we kind of think based on what we know. Or not thinking aspirationally, thinking too incrementally. The second area is precedent. So we go with what we know. We go with what we've done before. We go with what the executive and our team did at another company. Or we follow others. We want to understand the benchmarks. We want to understand the best practices. And we tend to repeat what others have done. Or one of my favorites is we preserve order. So we've got a really successful company, and order can kill innovation because we try to preserve what's going on. I think of one company I'm working with. They're a global technology company, and they have Six Sigma everything. They figured every process out. And what that does is it limits them from making change because they try to preserve that order. But where that company came from originally was two guys in a garage in Palo Alto, California. So it started in total chaos. So sometimes we need to kind of break down the order and create new chaos to get a better new order. And the third area is people, cultural limitations. So we're a financial culture, so we tend to think in terms of numbers, or we're an operations culture. We're good at getting things done, but we may not come up with the right type of solutions. Or playing politics. We operate in an environment of scarcity, which means that we tend to grab things and hold on to things, and we play differently than if we had an environment of abundance. And then we have time frame misalignment. So, you know, my options may not be worth as much by the time this is over, and why would I risk that? Or, you know, I'm going to be retired by that point. Why would I risk my legacy? So understanding the patterns is key. And in this series, we're going to take each of those pattern areas of problem, precedent, and people, and we're going to be talking with some C-level executives that have done great things in companies, and they're going to give us some advice on pattern breakers that they use, practical things that they've done that you too can use in your company and also in your life to make a big difference. So I hope you'll join me on the journey as we look at pattern breakers and the transformation delusion and how to rethink sales.